Episode 2408, Is Stress Wrecking Your Kids?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a fabulous week because it is Confessions of an Upset Mama. And you know what? Maybe you need to take a take two, or you need a take 100. Wherever you are on the spectrum. Yes, today is all about you. Just enjoy Friday. Make it an excuse just to say, you know what? I'm going to have fun today because no one wants to be stressed out. In fact, the question is stress wrecking your kids? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. What this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, stress and overwhelm can disrupt your everyday more than you realize. When your child is stressed, you feel it too. I mean, come on. I just felt it last night. I thought the biggest hurricane came in, and it was called stress. It was for about 2 hours. And finally, my number 4 or 5, Noah, said, you know what, brother? You need to just go to bed, bro. That's what you need to do. And he was like, as he was half asleep. Is stress wrecking your kids? I don't know if you're in the school year yet. We have begun. We are finishing. This is day 5, the last day of the first full week of school. Yes! Talk about Friday. I'm excited because I can breathe a little bit. I sometimes think I'm more stressed out than the kids are. But how does your conversation begin with your kiddos at the start of the school year? Do you find yourself absolutely thrilled and ecstatic? Are they just waiting on bated breath going, I cannot wait to go back to school. It's going to be so awesome. Or are they grumbling before the first day? Oh, mom, it's another 2 more weeks. And, you know, I'm taking this class and it's going to be horrible. Oh, and you know, mom, on the playground, you know, I fight all the time with the same kid and he hasn't moved yet and he's still there. So I'm probably going to fight again. Do you have those kind of conversations? Whether we want to admit it or not, kids get stressed out. We do too as parents. But sometimes I think we forget how much it impacts our children. They too are operating under extreme pressure from multiple bosses. Yes, you heard me right. You're their boss. Dad's their boss. Teachers are their bosses. You got the principal, the vice principal. You've got friends who are their bosses. You've got playmates that are their bosses, neighbor parents, you've got church leaders. It goes on and on and on. And some kids even see a boss as if you go out to eat and somebody takes your order, they're like, they're asking me of something. And that means, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, give them an answer. That can stress kids out. And I know you're looking at it going, why is that stressful? There's no big deal there. Because a decision has to be made. And maybe they don't feel like they can make that decision, or they feel like they're going to make the wrong decision and wish they would have made a different decision. It doesn't matter what they're thinking about. It's their feeling at the time, and that is called stress. There's anxiety. There's overwhelm, and they don't know how to deal with it. Their nerves, their stomach is all tight. They don't feel like eating. They drink very little water. It can be a true mess every single day. And then it's complicated even more by social media. You can't leave out the obvious, especially for middle school, high school, and college students. Oh my goodness, social media, it's all the rave, unfortunately, in my opinion. But that's the new wave of communication. We're even away from texting, right? It's Snapchat, or it's a DM, is what they say. In fact, I was talking to one of my sons and he said a word and I was like, now, what does that mean? He's like, oh, that's just horrible, basically in slang. I'm like, then why use it? Because it really doesn't mean that. But again, it's the generations, it's where you are, it's what's in vogue. So deep breath. There is hope, I promise you. If stress is wrecking your kids, or maybe you're not quite there yet, but you know it's coming, you've got to help them cope for hope. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy, cope for hope. These are coping mechanisms that help your children see what they can't understand or even visualize for themselves. Now, if you're one who says, I don't have kids, or mine are all grown, great. Take notes and make this for you instead. These are ways we can help ourselves. But I do want you to look at this through the lens of helping your child and serving your child. Because it's confession day. And quite frankly, we can be selfish. Coming off of summer, we're like, oh man, I got to start giving some more. And you're probably like, oh no, I gave all through the summer. Now I want them to go to school. And with the pandemic and the increase in another one or two variants, right? And all these question marks that are going on and nobody knows what's going on across the globe, you're sitting here going, huh, boy, do we need to cope for hope? We all need coping mechanisms. So wherever you are on the spectrum, whatever you see, whatever you need, make it for you. But I really do want to have you see it through the lens as you serving a child, your child. So number one, acknowledge what you see. When you see your child is struggling with something, tell them what you're seeing. Tell your daughter, say, hun, there's just something about it. You don't furrow your brow like this. Is something on your mind? Now, don't sit there and be accusatory. Don't go, okay, what'd you do this time? Who made you mad? Why did you do that to them? Okay, don't come across that way, because you are slamming the door in their face and they do not want to talk to you when you act like that to them. They become very defensive. So you want to open the door. And depending on the response, you can move into a conversation or you can simply be patient as you open that door for your child to walk through without feeling judged. Because whether or not we want to admit it, moms, our kiddos do feel judged by us. They just do. You can say one thing, oh my goodness, I said something to my daughter yesterday and I thought, boy, foot in the mouth, Christiane. You couldn't have said it any worse. And I didn't mean it the way it seemed to come out. And I was like, oh, Lord, please, please, please not have her take it that way. And I tried to dig myself out the little pit that I had so quickly thrown myself into. And I thought, well, I wanted to say it, didn't really know how to say it. She's still talking to me as of now, so that's a good thing. But I didn't want her to think that I was coming across as judging. I wanted her to see and understand my opinion as how I saw it. That doesn't mean I was judging her. However, our children, regardless of ages, they see it as a judgment call. So acknowledge what you see without putting them on the defensive. Number two, put words to feelings. Kids at any age have various feelings, right? It's a roller coaster of feelings, some of which are hard to explain. As their mom, as their dad, help your child put words to what he is feeling. And by understanding what the feelings are intellectually, you know, age-appropriate vocabulary, it makes room for your child to logically comprehend how they are feeling by definition. Plus, when you talk about it together, then you are on the same wavelength. If somebody says, I'm bored, what does that mean? Because in my opinion nowadays, there is no reason for you to be bored. I mean, seriously, there is no reason for you to be bored. Now, if we're talking 70 years ago, maybe you might have some boredom in there. But there is so much to do out there. There's no way we can be bored. I mean, we can be lazy. We can be like, oh, I've done everything already that I really want to do, so I'm just bored right now, so I don't know what to do, right? Okay, you get it. So we've got to be on the same wavelength. We got to be talking the same language. Remember my son who explained to me what a word was in the slang? Well, of course, I was like, well, that's not how I would use it. And I thought I knew and understood, but guess what? I didn't assume. I asked. And that's what we need to do. We need to help our children put words to what they are feeling. And if you don't know what they're feeling, don't tell them what they're feeling. That's another way to put them on the defensive. ask them and say, what are you feeling right now? I don't know, Mom. I just got these butterflies in my stomach. Okay, anything else that you're feeling? Oh, so you're nervous. Do you feel a little anxious, right? Then you can begin to give them some vocabulary. And you can, even if you need to, tell a very, very, very short story, because when it comes to your children, it needs to be all about them and not about you. But sometimes we need to have our own little stories so they understand that we understand where they're coming from. But it can't be an hour-long discussion here. I'm telling you from experience, it's got to be like less than 35 seconds. And yes, you heard me right, 35 seconds. Because otherwise, they're going to be gone. They're going to be thinking about something else. They've moved on, or they're just plain mad at you. So really put words to feelings. And finally, number three, create a distraction. Chill out. Help your child do something different from that which is causing the stress. You know, that stress of from schoolwork. Or maybe they've got tryouts coming out. You know, I got an email saying, hey, golf tryouts are coming. I know it's kind of strange. It's a season for golf for us because we're in the South and we do things differently, but we've got tryouts. And maybe that's stressing out your child. Maybe they're going to do cheerleading for the first time in middle school. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're as nervous as they are, but they're really nervous because they have to get out there and perform it. And they've never done this before and they want it so bad. And I don't know about you, but not everybody wins. Not everybody can be on the team that they want to be on. So there's going to be disappointment. So in order for you to help them cope for hope and to give them some downtime, create a distraction. I know this is going to be very strange, but this is real life for me and I'd like to share it for you know, with you and for you. So maybe you can learn too with me as I'm the one who's making the errors or mistakes or the funnies, etc. But I'm putting new rocking chairs out on our front porch. And I'm building them. And actually, I asked my two younger boys to help me with this wonderful project because it's at the end of summer. I'm like, you have nothing else better to do but help your mother. And they're like, okay, yeah, Mom, we will. Well, for whatever reason, they're still sitting right now in the middle of my hearth room. One's put together, the other one is not. We'll have it put together, I'm sure, by the end of today. But it was funny because I walked out of the room to go take care of something in the bedroom and I came back out and my youngest son, who, you know, he's finishing up his first week of school today, he was sitting in the rocking chair just rocking back and forth and he was just relaxed. I could just tell his muscles, his mind, even though he was working and his brother was there helping him, he was just rocking back and forth and I thought, that's what you need, bud. You need to chill out. We're putting together a rocking chair. It's in the middle of the hearth room. We've got tools and screws and washers and all this stuff all over. And he's sitting there rocking, the one that's completed, right? Rocking in the middle of the room with the lights as bright as day, but his eyes closed and he's so relaxed. We need to help our kids just chill out. So create a distraction. Doesn't even have to be one that you have to go buy. It can be something as sitting somewhere differently, taking a different detour home, you know, a scenic route, giving them time just to let their mind wander and not about what is bothering them. Yes, you can have those discussions with them. They're so important, but we also have to be able to let down our guard and chill out. So create that distraction. And here's a bonus one. Be silly. Just plain be silly. Laughter does the mind, body, and spirit good. So find something humorous about your child. Tease them a little bit in the good way. All right. Don't, you know, sit there and go, okay, maybe I can kind of tease them here so they really know that this bothers me. No, that's not the kind of teasing I'm talking about. Teasing as in, yes, you're just having fun together. We need to laugh more. We don't laugh enough. And I don't know about you, when you do those video searches and you have that baby come on and laugh, children's laughs are contagious, not just to the mind, but to the heart. And you can't help but smile when you hear that laughter. So encourage that in your household. Just be silly. If you're cooking dinner, turn on some fun music and just dance, even music you don't even listen to hardly. Put on some crazy rock music and, you know, start banging your head, not literally, by the way, but, you know, in the air. I guess it'd be air banging. I don't know if that even makes sense, but you know what I'm talking about. Or maybe it's rap and it's not one that, you know, is got a lot of swear words unless you're okay with that. That's your choice. But obviously appropriate to what you think is good for your children. And have fun with it. Dance a little bit. You know, maybe you have a pool in the backyard. If it's hot, guess what? Go jump in the pool with all your clothes on. Make sure you take your phones out of your pocket. Maybe it's going to rain. It's just going to be a nice summer rain. And there's no lightning out. There's no thunder. Go dance in the rain. Take your shoes off and go dance in the rain. Splash in the puddles. Be silly. Enjoy life. We don't talk about this, but I'm telling you, moms, we need to be talking about it. Our kids need us. Dads, are you listening? It's not about you having to do a project with them every single time. It's about hanging with them and being with them. Stress does not have to wreck or destroy our children. It doesn't. And it doesn't have to destroy you or me. And it definitely doesn't have to add to the messy every day. There's enough stress out there. There's enough demands on our children. Yes, we need to raise them. We need to train up our child so when they go out, they can impact the world that they're going to touch. But at the same time, they need to be able to cope so they always have hope. So there's always hope within them. And we've got to give them tangible ways, coping mechanisms to help them get through that. So share the cope for hope. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend, and welcome back to school. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.